where you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm your host, Jeff Struss. Well, in today's culture, it is perhaps more necessary than ever to be men and women of faith, people who are accessing the promises of God and know how to stand on the Word of God to see the goodness of God move in our lives in new and fresh ways. Our guest today addressed this very topic in a book called Trust, God's Unseen Power to Change the World. It's Prophet Abner Suarez. He's in the studio right after this.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Well, welcome again to the Charisma News Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Struss. And today we're excited about the interview that we've prepared for you. It's with Minister Abner Suarez. He's the author of a new book titled Trust, God's Unseen Power to Change the World. The power to unlock God's resources, learning to live in true freedom, and experience a more dynamic relationship with God. Abner, welcome to the podcast.
Jeff, honor to be with you, my friend for many years. This is fun.
It is fun, and you and I have been friends for many years, and it's an adventure following Jesus and seeing where he leads us. I know this topic has been one, again, just because of our friendship. It's something that you've been praying into, you've been studying. It's a topic that I feel throughout maybe previous generations, perhaps more has been written on the topic of faith. What led you to the point where you said, you know what, I believe God's calling me to go ahead and address this topic of faith for this generation?
Well, I think my journey to learning and still learning, constantly learning, attempting to constantly live Matthew 18, humbling myself as a child, of living by faith when 25 years ago I had literally, no exaggeration, my whole life changed in one moment of surrender to God. God tells me, or God really, more like he showed me like in a picture in my heart, you're going to go to the nations. You have this call of God on your nations. On your life to go to the nations. You're going to see the power of God. You're going to see revival and reformation. And so as I just, to the best of my ability, began to walk that out, and God is speaking to me, these are some things that I have for you. These are some places that you need to go. I'm realizing very quickly that I need to learn how to trust God for everything. And one of the beauties I've learned of walking with God is that he will speak to you about realities that he has for you, that he's made available for you, that are part of your inheritance in walking on the earth as you walk in your purpose, but they will be far removed in a sense from your current experience, like Joseph. And so I was living that reality. God says, you're going to go to the nations, you know, nobody's inviting you. I'm going to open a door no man can shut. And so I just began to really ask the Lord, how do you walk this out? And made many mistakes along the way, but how do you walk out this life of trusting you as my source of all things? And so as I began to learn that, apply that, listen to other people who are further down the line, listen to other what we may describe as faith teachers, listen to what the materials they had, how did they learn how to do this? What are the scripture or the principles from the Word of God? A life message began to develop in me. And maybe 4 years ago, I'm ministering in my home church on a Sunday morning, felt like I was supposed to just do like the basics of faith. And my pastor, who I think at least 40 years in ministry, he, after I finished the message, he goes, I've heard faith for 45 years. you need to get at least a small book on what you just taught this morning, because I came alive when you were talking about the subject. And so that was a real encouragement to me. And it was like, you understand what it's like. You, when you're interacting, especially with people in your life, especially people you respect, it, like, there's a witness. And so you bring it to the Lord and say, yeah, this is something that you need to go forward with.
Well, I'm just looking. You've got some great endorsements for the book. Dr. Jerry Savelle said, this book has the power to renew and inspire you to believe as never before. I'd consider Jerry Savelle one of the authorities in the earth on faith. And so that's high praise. What are you hoping for readers who pick up this book? What is your end goal in mind for the reader and what you have to say about faith?
There's a lot of subjects covered, I think, in the book. And I say, even in the introduction, I say a lot of things in about through a different lens, maybe two or three different ways. But because I think this is God's passion, that people would know, especially in this period in time, Jeff, people would know that not only do we have the privilege to be alive during this time in history, and this is a time of outpouring, this is a time of breakthrough, and this is a, I believe this. The Lord spoke this to me in the fall of this past year. It was one of those mornings I'm up just kind of, I'm communing with the Lord, but also really on my heart, I'm concerned that I quite frankly, I'm seeing things in our nation that I never thought I'd see in our lifetime. But the Lord says to me, he said to me, this move of God in the earth cannot be stopped by any entity, government, politics, scheme of the enemy. And so we're living in this strategic time. And so with that backdrop, I want people to know, I want every believer to know, you are chosen to live during this time, and you can choose to make God your source of all things, to bring everything into manifestation that he has for you, but also you have a responsibility to learn how to live in the victory and the authority that God has given you by faith, because it puts God on display. And that's one of the things I really hit in that chapter. Like, this is oftentimes, I think, one of our challenges, that we superimpose cultural values on kingdom values, it, meaning this, that sometimes we think it's just this individualistic thing. But one of the reasons why it's important for me to live a life of prosperity is because my prosperity is connected to bringing other people their blessing and their breakthrough. And so it's so important. It's always been important, but at any other time in history, the just shall live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. This is our responsibility to our generation. And the message that I want to give, you can live by faith. You can live by God's kind of faith. In fact, I would say probably one of the worst mistakes you can ever in your life be is to be in Christ and choose to live by the realm of the five senses, because it's like living life with glasses that are so distorted that will cause you to see incorrectly. But when you live by faith, and I'm talking about, you get up, and I get up in the morning by faith. I, you know, this week I've been battling this pain in my knee, and this morning I'm saying, Lord, I believe I receive my healing. And literally, I can actually feel my body getting better. This is not like a fairy tale. This is actually the way that God has called us to live. I don't know it all, but what I do know is you can live this life. You can live beyond what you've ever thought. And in it, there's an inheritance not only for you and for your family.
Do you feel like the faith message has been abused?
I'm pausing because I think a lot of what is described as a distortion of the faith message is not the faith message itself. And I will say this, that one of the tools of the enemy is to characterize a truth that God is bringing in the earth and to characterize it in such a way that it keeps people away from it, the name it and claim it, the prosperity message, And these type of characterizations, where it muddies people's minds up so much, it actually keeps them away from truth that really should set, that is supposed to set them free. Is everything ever taught, that has ever been taught through what we describe as the faith movement, correct? No. But and it's also been described as, oh, it's just about money, wealth, riches. And what you understand, and I think that the enemy's done a good job of putting that seed in people's minds, because if you really understand what we refer to as the modern day faith movement, it wasn't about prosperity. Prosperity was a small part of it. It was about the authority of the believer, the idea that you didn't have to live at the mercy of your circumstances, at the mercy of your difficulties, and that through your faith in God, you don't have to live with sickness, disease, poverty, depression, any of these things. These are not the will of God for the believers. And simply because it happens to, and here's another big thing, that even for spirit-filled people, that walking with God is not like putting a coin into a jukebox, like hoping your destiny is going to work out, hoping, or Jeff is more gifted than me, so God's just going to bless him, and he's got this call on him, and we'll just support Jeff, and we'll hope to. No, the will of God is for the authority of the believer, and I think that's what was brought in the faith message. And I'm not certainly going to suggest here that people who describe themselves as faith teachers didn't teach things that were untrue, erroneous, some heretical, but is there a truth to that statement? Yeah, there is probably a truth. And I would even say, from my own experience, having maybe been even said I'm in the camp, I would say too that part of the faith message became some in the faith movement articulated American values through the biblical system, meaning it became a very individualistic thing. And really, when you understand, from my perspective, faith, trust in God, these were all things, is we have been created like God to be givers. And so part of walking in that is learning how to be a giver and all these things. So we emphasize these things. So do I think my point in all that is that there's a truth to that, but there's not the missing truth of
your book. Is on faith, but the title is trust.
Yeah.
Talk us through that.
Okay. So, and I explained that trust and faith are two interchangeable terms in Scripture. When it says have faith in God, it's that Greek word, could be the same word as trust, confidence. So anytime you see, especially in the New Testament, anytime you see that word, have faith in God, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It can be have trust in God. Without trust, it's impossible to please God. And I think, and because sometimes, you mentioned it a moment ago, sometimes because the concept of faith has been distorted, even in the minds of many believers, oh, I don't do that faith stuff. I don't believe that faith stuff. Trust is maybe more of a term that they can identify with and that they can connect with, and it is God's unseen power to change the world. I think it's your internal belief system that defines your behavior and defines how you live on the earth.
So you started this interview talking about your life being changed when God called you into ministry.
And
he gave you promises. As you began to take steps into, like, what's a snapshot of what you're doing right now, Abner? Like, how do you know how many nations you've been into, and kind of the highlights of your ministry?
Yeah, I would say the highlights for me, 23 nations. I don't know in how many years, maybe getting close to 19 years, maybe 20 years of full-time ministry. I don't have the exact number. Focused on going to the nations, revival, reformation. Key part of that is the prophetic ministry, proclaiming the word of the Lord, but then also teaching and equipping the saints for the work of the ministry.
As you began to take steps of obedience into that journey, did you have times where what you were seeing with your eyes did not match up to what God had told you, whether financially, open doors, you know, provision. What was that like in those first couple years? Of saying yes to Jesus, to that call.
I remember distinctly. I had transitioned. I was working for a different ministry, and so I'm seeking the Lord. Okay, Lord, what's the next step? And the Lord says, you're going to start your own ministry. And I'm thinking, what is God talking about? I believe 24 or 25 years old. The phone's not ringing. Nobody's coming. And God says, I'm going to open the door no man can shut. I'm going to open doors all over the country. And I'm going to prove my will in your life. I'm going to show you that I'm going to do this for you. And so what I've learned is that part of the beauty of walking with the Lord, it's just part of walking with Him. He's going to tell you things to come. He's going to speak things to you that have little to do with your current landscape. And if you'll say yes, that word qualifies you to manifest that word. But then it's the choices that you make within the context of knowing your destiny that will define if you bring that word to completion. So how I started, I'm literally in my parents' basement, and this is what the Lord does. He tells me, write a list of anyone you've ministered for, you know, because I had opportunities with the ministry I'd worked for, Open Doors, and then just ministers that I knew, and I wrote a list of them. And this is really interesting, so I'll tell this story. And he said, just let them know you're available for ministry. You're going to start out. And I remember it's probably one of the hardest things I've ever done. And I felt like in my mind, okay, well, you know, as I call these people, they'll bear witness. And I maybe 20 or 30% maybe said they would have me, and I would follow up and call them. But what I learned years later, going back years later, what I felt like, I thought it was like the Lord trying to get me scheduled. And what it really was, it was like the Lord wanted to me to be convinced that I had called them and that I would do whatever He said. And it was more like this building for me. And even like, to be honest, at times, just people not really kind, you know, when you were doing those things. And it was all part of, to me, this process of going, I believe that God has called me to do this. I believe He'll open the doors. And I believe this is just a practical step in doing that.
So how did that trust, that belief, that faith then translate into what the next season looked like for you?
Yeah, so back to starting, I felt like, I think initially the Lord's like, I want you to believe me for, and I remember having this wall calendar of trusting God to open doors for me. And I still have the same wall calendar, and thankfully it's filled now. But He said, just believe me for 3 days this month. Just believe me for 4 days this month. And I would start there. And then I remember it started, you know, doors started opening. It was like seed. It was these incremental, okay, 3 doors open. Okay, now I'm scheduled 2 out of 4. Now it's 3 out of 4. Then it was every weekend. Then it was 200 days a year. And then when I started going to the nation, it was 1 nation a year. Then it became 3 nations a year. Then it became 4 nations a year. So it was like this steady trust in God, very incremental. And I found that trusting God in that area was not just the only area, as you know. It was like I had to trust Him for the finance. I had to trust Him for this. I had to trust Him for that. I had to trust Him sometimes to get gas to go to the next meeting. So these little steps that at the time they're incredibly uncomfortable in a sense when you're like, do I have enough money to get gas to go to the next city? That are incredibly uncomfortable become these wonderful learning places to literally learn. Like I learned, at least for me, maybe other people have other experiences. I learned when I had to trust Him with that, then I could learn to trust Him with everything else. And then in that process, start supporting ministries, missionaries. I go, God, I am a missionary. And no, start doing this because at one time I'm going to bring increase to this. And so and I even feel like today there are things that I'm believing God for. They are far from the place I'm living now. So it was these small steps. And then slowly, I call them the nuggets. It's not what God showed me, but it's like a little nugget into where I'm going. I don't know if that makes sense.
Promises and pictures of future realities.
Yeah.
They're invitations.
Yeah.
But the key really is us joining our trust, our belief, our faith to step into what God is saying. Is that what you're trying to convey?
Yeah. I would say simply to start the journey in it, you say, God speaks something way beyond where you're living. There's a yes, and then you begin to meditate on that promise. Trust that, yes, I believe this is going to happen. Declare it out of your mouth. And then I always know there's this nudge of him going, okay, I started this. I'm in my parent. This is, do this one step for me. Do this other step for me. And it's those moments, stewardship I've learned always becomes the platform for increasing and walking out the promise of God. It's so important.
So good. We've been here with Abner Suarez talking about his new book, Trust, God's Unseen Power to Change the World. And I think the story that we're really hearing is that it's about changing your world. When God comes in and speaks these promises, that there's an act of participation that God is looking for from us. And what Abner is communicating to us is that it's a journey worth taking, and it's something all of us have been called to. Abner, I would love it if, before we end our podcast today, if you could just pray over our audience, you know, maybe just pray that prayer of faith, a release of faith. There may be someone listening right now, they feel like their faith got beat up, or they don't even know how to get there. Maybe they used to, but they're not sure how to get it back going again. Or maybe somebody that's just, this is totally new, totally fresh, and they want to start the journey right. I'd love it if we could close our podcast today with you praying over them.
Yeah.
But before we do, what's the best way for people to connect with you? Are you in pre-sales right now?
Pre-sales, yep.
Okay, so
book releases June 1st.
Okay.
First 100 people, if they order a copy off our website, get a signed copy, maybe a little encouragement from me in there.
Beautiful.
You can order it that way. And then Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, also ebook, people do that. And then also there's an audiobook to it, and then there's a curriculum coming.
What's your website?
AbnerSuarez.com.
And then what's your social? What do you use the most on social media?
Facebook, Abner Suarez. Facebook for such a time as this. Instagram, Abner Suarez. Twitter, Abner Suarez.
All the big ones.
You can all link that off the main page on our website.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, it's an inspiring message. I'm thankful that you're saying yes to the Lord and, you know, bringing forth something that, like you said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So my goodness, what a timely topic, a timely subject, and so thankful that you were able to be with us today. So before we leave, can you go ahead and just pray over our audience?
Yeah, can I just throw in one thing here? Just one thing I have learned, and it just popped in my heart, just as you were saying, just pray for people. And even people, maybe I feel like I trusted God for this, didn't work. And one thing I always know, and this is never to be mean or cruel, but when something maybe not be working in our life, or we attempted to believe God for something, first of all, God's not mad, God's not angry, but it's really important that we guard our hearts, because I think sometimes when people trust God, or they trusted God for a healing of a relative or their spouse, and it just didn't quite turn out like the promise thought they were, there can be a secret offense against God that we must guard against. And so the principle I want to always live with is this, that I could have missed something, someone else could have missed something, there could be something I don't see, but I can't hold God responsible for not doing something I thought he should do. And it's really, really important to connect with God in that way and just come before God if there's been anything. And man, this didn't work out, or the marriage didn't work out, or this didn't work out, or the house that I wanted to buy, whatever it is, or the church blew up and I put my whole life into it, that we're not secretly offended at God. And so I just want to say that before we pray. But Lord, I thank you, Lord, that this is a time of reformers being raised up in the earth. This is a time of outpouring, God. And so, Lord, I lift off any burdens, any weights, any weariness that your people may have. And I just encourage you, just as wherever you're listening to this, if you can put your hands up to the audio that you're listening to, just as a point of contact. And also, it's also as a point of 1 Peter 5:7, that you're casting all your burden on him. So cast all your burden on him. Why? Because he cares for you. And from that place, I loose you from burdens, weights, discomfort, depression, sickness, disease, anyone suffering from a spirit of infirmity. We just tell it to go in the name of Jesus. And I bless you today to walk by faith and not by sight. I bless you to see, like the prophet prayed for his servant, to see the provision available in God in every area of your life. I bless you to think like God, to act like God, and to manifest the will of God on the earth. I bless you to trust the God kind of faith that's on the inside of you. I bless you to believe correctly. I bless you to speak correctly. And because you do, from this day forward, your life will be a life of demonstrating that it is your faith that overcomes the world. I bless you to be a person of faith. I bless you to be a person who trusts God in every way. I bless you to hear. I bless you to do. And I release a fresh, and I just feel like a fountain of release of the Holy Spirit. I bless you with the refreshing of the Holy Spirit. I bless you with the strengthening of the Holy Spirit. And I bless you to become everything that God has created you to come. And I bless you to live in the joy of knowing, not just having a theory, but knowing that you can trust God as your source of all things, in Jesus' name.
Come on. Amen. You've been listening to Prophet Abner Suarez, abnersuarez.com, talking about his new book, Trust God's Unseen Power to Change the World. Abner, thank you so much for being with us. Thanks for blessing our listeners. And we hope to have you back again sometime soon in the future.
Honored, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you've been listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. I want to invite you to check out charismanews.com. We're providing news updates in video format. These are stories that we think you care about and impact your world. So make sure to check out charismanews.com and look at our Charisma video update. God bless.